You're listening to Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders podcast network. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
Raider Nation, what is going on? Eddie Pascal and Engineer Jim back for another episode of Upon Further Review, brought to you by our good friends at Coors Light. And guys, we are back with an emergency episode of the show. We are back a little bit sooner than we thought we would be, even on the short week, as the Silver and Black have just parted ways with defensive coordinator Paul Gunther. I'll just go ahead and read the statement that the Silver and Black put out. Quote, "The Raiders have relieved Paul Gunther of his duties as defensive coordinator. Defensive line coach Rod Marinelli will serve as interim defensive coordinator for the remainder of the 2020 season." And this is a move that, if you're looking on Twitter, if you followed along this team, doesn't seem like a huge surprise. The timing of it is, I would say, not surprising, but you think with 3 weeks left, is now the time that the Raiders wanted to make this move? And the answer to that question is yes. And before we break down what this means for the remainder of the team season, what this means for the rest of 2020 and beyond, I think it's just important to, one, thank Paul Gunther. And I know that looking on Twitter, and I don't live in a vacuum, guys, I see all the tweets, I see everything that you send us, good, bad, and in between. And I think that there's a group of folks out there that are going to celebrate this firing. And I'm just going to say off the top, that's lame. That is not the right thing to do. That is not the way to approach this. Football is a results-driven business. We all know that. Football is the ultimate "what have you done for me lately" game. And unfortunately, in the case of the Raiders defense, what they have done lately is not a lot. And unfortunately, the man who has to pay for the inaccuracies, the inefficiencies of this 2020 Las Vegas Raiders defense was defensive coordinator Paul Gunther. But to go out and openly celebrate a person losing his job, and I know that oftentimes we don't think of these coaches, we don't think of these players as real people, as folks that have emotions, that have families, that move. Let's think about that for a second. Paul Gunther, along with all these players, along with all these coaches, along with the staff, just moved from Oakland to Las Vegas, and he's now out of a job. And I know that folks are going to be out there, "Oh, there's so many people that have it worse, and that, you know, we're living in a terrible time, this pandemic, and so many people have been affected." Yes, that's 100% true. But I would just like to say, I would like to remind all of you guys, before we go any further, that a man lost his job today. And there won't be any celebrating that. I guarantee you, when the players talk later this week, there will not be any celebration from them. They won't be talking to the media, looking at each other, being like, "Oh yeah, this is great." Because the reality of it is, the reason that Paul lost his job, in some sense, is because his defense wasn't playing well enough. The players on his defense weren't doing enough for this program to move forward. And a change had to be made. So those of you that are celebrating this on Twitter, those of you that have the gifts of high fives and popping champagne and drinking beers, don't do that. I understand that the defense has been a disappointment this year. I get that. I 100% understand that. I do, trust me. Giving up back-to-back games of north of 200 rushing yards, that's not going to get the job done in 2020. I understand that this has to be better. I'm fully aware of that. I feel that. I feel you guys on that. You look at things on offense and you feel like there is a way forward. There is a positive. There's an identity. Defensively, we haven't been able to say that. We haven't been able to say that in a while. And it's specifically over the past couple weeks that has become more and more evident. And because of that, Paul Gunther out as Raiders defensive coordinator. So what does this mean now? What are we looking at for the final 3 weeks of the regular season? Well, Rod Marinelli will be the interim defensive coordinator. And if you're looking for positives from this moment, Rod Marinelli is going to the Hall of Fame one day as a coach, in my opinion. Rod Marinelli has not seen, there's not going to be anything that Rod Marinelli has not seen in this game. I promise you that. So he'll be the man taking over for Paul Gunther. Rod is a man who, like I said, his resume speaks for itself. He has been in the league. He's been in the game for so, so long. I'm looking at his coaching history right now. Defensive line coach with the Buccaneers, obviously where he met Coach Gruden. Defensive line coach at USC, the head coach of the Detroit Lions for 3 years. Spent time with the Bears, the Cowboys. and now with your Las Vegas Raiders as interim defensive coordinator. The Raiders are in good hands. Make no mistake about it. The Raiders are in really good hands. Let us not forget that a year ago, when we were looking at the 2019 version of the Las Vegas Raiders, you said, you know, I feel good about the growth of the defensive line with Brinson Buckner at the helm. The offseason comes around and Coach Gruden says, hey, we thank Coach Buckner for his time, but when you have a chance to go out and get Rod Marinelli, that is what you do. And now, Coach Marinelli at the helm for this Las Vegas Raiders defense. And he's going to have his hands full over these next 3 weeks. Because I know today stings. Tonight, I should say. Tonight stings. The loss stings. Firing a coach stings. It's a bummer. I get that. But all is not lost. This team still, and I can't believe, I know you guys have a hard time hearing it right now. There is still a chance for this team to go to the postseason. There is still a road. There is still a way to make that happen. But if that is to be the case, the thing that has to get better and has to get better immediately is this defense. And as I said, Rod Marinelli, now the man tasked with that big task over the next 21 days or whatever we're looking at the calendar. And I can only imagine how hard this must have been for Coach Gruden. It's never easy to fire someone. It's not. And as I said a minute ago, we tend to think of this as in, you know, these players, these coaches, they're all robots, void of emotion, void of feeling. I feel for Coach Gruden tonight. I feel for Mike Mayock tonight. I feel for Greg Olsen and Derek Carr and everyone in that locker room. I feel for Max Crosby and Cleveland Furrell. I feel for LaMarcus Joyner and Trayvon Mullen. I feel for those guys because they lost one of their dudes tonight. And, as I said, probably not much of a surprise. And it really does feel like, kind of looking at the way that this defense has played the past several weeks, not much of a choice either. As I said, looking at just the numbers over the past couple weeks, 200-plus yards on the ground allowed to the Jets. Tonight, or this evening, I should say, 200-plus yards on the ground allowed to the Colts. And it just felt like there wasn't any type of cohesion. It didn't feel like there was a path out. It didn't feel like there was a way to make this better. So Coach Gruden, Mike Mayock, the organization has decided this is the move they're going to make in an attempt to make this better. And we shall see over the final few weeks how this plays out. And if we've seen one thing time and time again in this league, we've seen, as unfortunate as it can be, and I will pound the table, guys, until the cows come home about not celebrating the fact that someone lost their job tonight. Because that is the reality. Someone lost their job tonight. Paul Gunther lost his job. Was it for cause? Was it for, you know, his defense not holding up their end of the bargain? Yeah, certainly. It certainly was. But the fact remains that a man lost his job. But all the same, we have seen time and time again in the NFL that a new voice, a new perspective, just a new person at the helm of an offense, a defense, a special teams, whatever, it can infuse some life into a group. And that is what this Raiders defense is going to need over these final 3 weeks if this team has any chance of making it to the postseason. That's what they're going to need. They're going to need some life. They're going to have to be filled with passion and energy and say, this is on us now. We have 3 weeks to show who we can be. And if it works out at the end of the season that we're in the postseason dance, great. But we didn't leave anything out there. We left it all out on that field. And now, Rod Marinelli, he is going to be the one that is going to ask these guys to do it. And if you look at his track record, specifically on the defensive side of the football, there is no reason to think that he cannot do that. Because look, this is one thing, and we were talking about this earlier. One thing about this team, you feel, specifically on defense, I should say, you feel like the pieces are there. You have a really, really good corner in Trayvon Mullen. A corner that I think is one of the best corners in this division. Very quietly ascending, 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 and getting better and better each week. You have Max Crosby, a guy who has shown you for the past almost 2 seasons now that he can get after the quarterback and he can be really, really effective doing it. You have Cleveland Furrell, got banged up today, but a guy that you feel is really good on that interior of the line. A guy who's very versatile, can move around. a guy that can be an issue for teams when they want to run the ball, a guy who really also has shown that he's pretty adept at getting to the quarterback and given the opportunity too. So my point is this, guys, there are pieces there. There are. But now we are going to have to see the pieces mold together and become a full unit. And that's what we're going to have to see over, from this defense over these final 3 weeks. I am excited to see what Rod Marinelli can do with this group. I really am. As I said, this is a guy that's going to the Hall of Fame when all is said and done, in my personal opinion. That's how much he's done in this game. That's how valuable he has been to this game. That's how valuable he's been to the teams that he's been on, or he's been a part of, I should say. So there is a level of excitement there, that there's going to be some new mojo in the room, if you will. But there's also, as I said, a sense of loss, a sense of sadness, because Coach Gunther put Coach Paul Gunther out as Raiders defensive coordinator. And just real quickly before we get out of here, you know, Coach Gunther was always so good with us personally, with the people in our department. And it's the stuff that you guys don't see, right? You don't see the fact that Coach Gunther would always say hello in the hallways, would always joke with us, would always, you know, be there for, you know, how we doing, guys? Like, that means a lot, especially in normal times when you're in the building and you're seeing people every day and they become a part of your routine. And Coach Gunther was a part of our routine for the past 3 years. Well, obviously a little less since COVID took over, but he was a really good guy to us. He was always very cooperative when we needed help with things in terms of availability and interviews and things like that. And we wish him luck on whatever is next for him. And unfortunately, it didn't work out in Oakland/Las Vegas. But as I said, I personally wish him well. He was nothing but great with us. And hopefully our paths cross again. But in the meantime, he is out as Raiders defensive coordinator. And Rod Marinelli is in. So that's it. Emergency pod done. We were just coming to break it down for you guys, give you a little context of what we saw this evening, and we will catch you guys tomorrow morning, because we will have our post-game edition of Upon Further Review, which in the spirit of full transparency was recorded this evening as well, but before the news that Coach Gunther was relieved of his duties. So we will have that, and then we will have our usual weekly episode of the show, which will come on a Wednesday this week. But in the meantime, guys, stay safe, stay healthy. Thank you for listening to our emergency episode, or excuse me, our emergency version of the show, our emergency pod. So for Eddie Pascal, Engineer Jim, and everyone else at Silver and Black Productions who helps us get us from A to Z, we thank you deeply, humbly, and oh so sincerely. And we will catch you next time for another episode of Upon Further Review.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network.
Touchdown, Las Vegas.
Since starting Allegiant some 20 years ago, we've flown more than 100 million people to be with those they love. We're pilots, flight attendants, and technicians, but we're also parents, spouses, and neighbors. And just like you, we're excited to reconnect with the people and places that matter most. That's why we're going the distance for health and safety, on the ground and in the air. Because the further we go now, the safer it'll be to go farther tomorrow. Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Low fares, nonstop flights, only at Allegiant.com.